Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. What?
Your tone of defeat sometimes.
If you're just tuning in.
Here's why Hitman's exhausted. For no reason. Because, okay, we got to talking, and there's this new survey out. And it says just under half of people say they share their passwords with their significant other. Just under half, okay? So let's say it's 49.9%. Well, 28% of men and 17% of women say after they shared their password, it made them trust their partner more. And 16% of people say the passwords help them catch the other person cheating on social media. Let's just ignore that.
Let's focus
on the positive. It doesn't necessarily mean you're controlling and possessive and selfish. Social media can be this crazy world of cyber craziness. And I feel like if your significant other is comfortable...
You know what? You are allowing media to dictate the perception of the reality of your life, which is not necessarily real. Because what your life is what you have with that other person. And once you start to allow outside external forces invade your life,
it's not that.
Then you're infecting your relationship.
If it's not a big deal and social media is not a big deal, who cares about your password? Give it to them.
No.
Let's share this together and show it's not a big deal.
Everybody needs to have something that's just theirs.
I agree.
And somebody needs to trust in that person and understand, okay, that's cool. I'm trusting. I'm rolling. I don't need your password. I don't want your password. And if I got to be trolling through your messages and trying to find out who you're talking to and who you're not talking to, then I'm out. 869-1093. Passwords. Do you share them or no? Go ahead, girl.
I think if you can't trust someone, you shouldn't be with them.
You guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Fine.
What?
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, good. Boy, that was an easy win. Power 93.5. What do you think?
This is Trevino. Remember me, Hitman? We went to the Metro PCS and gave me that shirt.
Yeah, hey,
Trevino.
Hey, I want to answer that question though.
About the passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, if y'all trust each other, then you guys shouldn't have to use each other's passwords. But at the same time,
mm-hmm.
You might want to check for yourself to see if that other person is doing you wrong because you got done wrong before. So you just want to check and make sure you ain't getting done like that again.
So
and then
you're
after
gonna,
that, you can
you're gonna bring the past. You're gonna bring the past into the relationship.
Kinda, cause what if she's the same?
Trevino, I feel you. But
Trevino,
at the same time, you guys, you're saying if you trust someone, you don't have to do that.
Trevino,
if you trust someone, it's not a big deal then.
Somebody broke your heart, didn't they, Trevino?
We're not going to do this right now.
Oh, buddy. I'm sorry. And you found, and then you found out, and it was just all bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I got a girlfriend right now, but I don't got her password and none of that. Like, I trust her and everything. Don't have her password, but
if she asked you, would you give her the password?
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'll give her the password.
Please, nothing.
No problem at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Trent.
All right, dude.
I got a shirt for you next time.
Easy. Torino's my friend, okay?
Mm. Oh, now we can share friends. Wow.
We can all be friends.
There you go, my man. All right, Trevino, thank you for calling, okay?
You're welcome.
Thank y'all
for answering.
It's good to talk to you again, man.
It's good to talk to you again, too. Next question y'all got, I'm going to call again.
All right, my man, Trevino, every single day locked in. We love it, man. Have a good week, okay?
You too.